Happy New Year, Justin.
Happy New Year, Catherine.
Well, the Business Journal is kicking off the new year with its annual 10 to Watch issue, where it looks at some of the triad's top business leaders. So, of the 10, who's caught your eye?
Well, let's start with David Maltz. He is the CEO of Inmar, which is an IT company in Winston-Salem. You know, the big thing that they do is support all kinds of digital commerce and coupons, and how they process coupons and give up back all this information to a variety of clients is a big thing that they do. Watching Inmar and watching David Maltz in 2014 really has its roots back in 2012 when Inmar, which was founded in Winston-Salem, announced that it would not be doing its expansion outside the city, but rather right here, and going with 900 employees, hiring 200 new IT workers. And not only that, but they're going to move from north of downtown into the Wake Forest Innovation Quarter, which is right on the eastern edge of downtown Winston-Salem. Lots going on with Inmar this year. So they're in the process right now of hiring these 200 new employees, and they need to get to that number in the next year or so. They tend to hire the interns that they have coming through, but there's a lot riding on this. This is a $65 million renovation investment in downtown Winston-Salem. The Chamber of Commerce is really hoping that this sends a signal to other IT companies that they can come to Winston-Salem and they can have a successful run here. So it's really worth watching David Maltz and Inmar in 2014 as they do this big transition.
Okay. Who's next on your list?
Well, let's talk about Charles Edwards. He's the executive director of the North Carolina Center for Global Logistics, which is located in Jamestown. Now, this is a nonprofit group that was sort of born within the Piedmont Triad partnership a few years ago with the goal of expanding the logistics field here. This is already a big field. We have lots of trucking companies. You know, we've got FedEx Ground, we've got UPS, Old Dominion and Epps. Logistics is a big deal in the triad. We've got 60,000 some employees. The goal that Charles Edwards is trying to do is, how do you grow it? How do you support it? How do you figure out ways of making money from this industry to support this particular logistics center to provide educational opportunities, networking opportunities that will create more companies coming here and more jobs? It's a fairly tall order. And really, 2014 for Charles Edwards is going to be about figuring out how to make his own revenue, how to charge for various educational services so they can be a real force for growing a part of the economy that has lots of potential.
Sounds like a real challenge. And third on your list.
Yeah, let's discuss David Powell. He is the CEO of the Piedmont Triad Partnership, and he is entering into a big year as that organization continues to refine and narrow its focus. So what happened last year with PTP, and really with David Powell's blessing, was this idea that the partnership would no longer be involved in marketing the entire region. A lot of this was simply practical. The state dollars that supported regional marketing have gone away. And David Powell has said, you know, the rural areas and the cities are really going to have to do that for themselves now. He has taken a staff from about 20 people in the last several years down to about 3. So he has to be real practical about what they're going to focus on. And so for 2014 and going forward, PTP and David Powell are focusing primarily on 3 things. The first one is this transformational project that he's been talking about for years. And it starts with a megasite, which they haven't identified yet, but they're getting closer. And the megasite holds the promise of a major manufacturer, like a car manufacturer that can spin off thousands of jobs. North Carolina doesn't have one of those. He would like to get one of those. The other thing that they're focusing in on is the aviation cluster. This wasn't even on the radar screen 5 or 10 years ago, but it's a high-profile thing now. When you look at the growth and the promises of companies like BE Aerospace and Timko, and especially Honda Aircraft Corporation, which is going to be selling the Honda Jet for the first time. This is a major international company that's going to bring all kinds of attention to the triad when it starts selling these $4 million private jets. And the last thing that David Powell is going to be really pushing, and he got started on last year, was this idea of entrepreneurial support. So the Piedmont Angel Network is actually coming under the umbrella of the partnership. David Powell is really interested in entrepreneurs and their innovation, their willingness to take on risk, and he wants to be able to support them at a high level so that this region is a place for young people that have innovative, creative ideas, can come, get some seed money, get some venture capital, and start companies that provide a real buzz for the triad.
Okay. And there are still 7 other dynamic Triad business leaders profiled in the Business Journal's 10 to Watch issue. Thank you very much, Justin, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Catherine. Same to you.